Radio Pulpit, in partnership with Moody Bible Institute, offers Bible enrichment courses, and one of the guys who went and attended the first we offered of those would be Pierre Coetzee. Hello, Pierre. How are you doing?
Hello, Janine. Fine, and you?
Fine and fabulous. Thank you very much. Before we dive into the Bible and the course and you and everything like that, tell me who you are, the guy at home. What do you do for a living, family, that kind of thing?
Janine, that's an interesting question because it's part of my response today to the audience. And I think it's necessary for them to understand. Pierre Coetzee, I'm in my early 60s, and I have completed a bachelor's in theology last year.
Oh, wow.
Now, the question is, why did I decide to do the Moody Enrich course? So I believe I was prompted by God to just do this course and start off because there's new refreshment, there's new message for me in all of it.
Okay, but you didn't answer my question, as in the guy, Pierre, the normal guy with two arms and two legs who does a job, has got a family, that kind of thing. I'm first curious about who you are.
Yeah. So, as I said, my early 60s, looking forward to retirement. I've got two boys and a daughter. We live in Centurion, but I'm moving down to the West Coast later this year. I'm legally qualified and involved in legal work in the South African payment system, and that's what I do.
Okay.
I cycle, I love the Word of God, and I have a passion for it.
If you're a cycler, then you like living on the edge, huh? Because not only on the edge of the road with drivers like South Africans, I'm sure they keep you praying the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about you getting saved, because you wouldn't have been interested in the Word of God or studying theology if you didn't have a passion for Jesus. So how'd you get saved?
Yeah, I thought, you know, I think I was called from early in my lifetime as a young boy, but I never realized, and it's only in high school that I realized, but there's something to it. And I accepted the Lord in my high school days. I was even called to study theology. I started off theology, but I never got that far. I decided to turn away from theology at that point in time, first year university, and I studied law. And for all these years, I've practiced law. Mm. Now, I've just shared with you that last year, I managed to obtain my theology degree. So that's where the passion was. I think the Lord wanted to disclose himself early in my life to him and to follow a path with me and just to live a life for him.
Okay, but if you were in any kind of law and finance, any kind of thing like that, you would have been confronted with... Sometimes I think the part of humanity and people that could make you cynical or negative in general, and that sometimes is hard when you're a Christian to face the reality of real people making horrible decisions. Wasn't it hard on the softness of your heart?
Absolutely. So I first practiced as an advocate for a couple of years, and I decided to leave that to start joining the business world, where it was more tolerable, to say it that way. But I think what happened to me was the heart of God for people, to see poverty, to see people who do not have food, do not know where they're going to sleep tonight. And that was a passion, more specifically, a giving spirit that God gave me, to look after people that suffer.
Hmm. Someone has to, you know. I know we always talk about it and it's shame, the poor people, but to actually be there and get your hands dirty and help practically, that's a whole nother step.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to be hands-on.
Yeah. Okay, then tell me about your love for the Word, because now you study theology, so obviously you must have been curious to know more in general.
Yes. Yeah, so my passion more specifically is in apologetics, and apologetics or systematic theology is more specifically where you are able to explain, to answer, to justify the Word of God. So if someone has a question, Do you have an answer? There are many, many, many apologists who can explain it, like the Ravi Zacharias and other people of this world. And I was so caught up in the ability to explain God's word in a simple and understandable way. So that's actually what I was after. And that's why I studied theology. And when I saw this course, this Moody Enrich course on Radio Pulpit, and they talked about the basic doctrines, it's 12 basic fundamental Christian doctrines, I thought maybe again I should just refresh, and that's why I decided to do the Moody Enrich course.
Okay, so I want to ask you this. As someone who's got an analytical brain, as someone who wants the answers and won't be content until you've got an answer that actually satisfies you, having studied the theology and now the course as well, do you feel that if someone asks you, do you know the reason for your hope? And also starts bombarding you with all the stuff like the contradictions in the Bible, you know, the normal stuff that the apologists handle. Do you think by now you've got the words and the answers to answer people that you actually believe?
Janine, this is an interesting question because I don't think we will know everything, but God does not want us to know everything. He gives us enough to have faith to accept him as our Savior. For instance, and that's one of the principles of the course, and that is about faith. What is the doctrine of faith? Mm. And interesting, faith is comprised of three elements. The one is knowledge. And now you see where I'm going with this knowledge. The other one is belief. And the last one is trust. Now, if you have knowledge, you know you can accept the knowledge. You know what you believe in. You know what you can trust in. And God has given us enough. His spirit connects with our spirit. He discloses himself through nature, but specifically through Jesus and the Bible. He speaks to us. So I do believe there is sufficient evidence for the existence, for the creation of Jesus and for salvation. So If you stand there and you don't know what to decide with regards to who you should believe in, Christianity is not a blind faith. It is not jumping in a dark pool not knowing. God has given each one of us that ability to understand it. And if you do a course like this and you understand the fundamental doctrines of Christianity, you will come to the question, how can I ignore this? Hmm. How can I ignore Jesus? Jesus was a fact. Jesus is actually God, and Jesus died for us. So you then are confronted with a question, and that you need to answer. And for me, that's what it's all about, to be able to explain, because God has given me sufficient knowledge. He will not give me all the knowledge because we are not God, but sufficient knowledge to accept him.
But that must be a journey for you. I mean, Pierre, because being someone who needs the order of two columns, a left and a right, the pros and the cons and all of that to make sense at the end of the day, it must bring you a measure of peace to get to a resolution, even if that resolution is, I know enough to base my faith on that. It must bring you a measure of contentment and peace to get to that place.
Absolutely. And you also talked about hope. You do have hope in your future because you know what's going to happen. There's so many things happening in the world today. But I am content. I have hope because God is in control. And again, that's the question is, what's happening here? Why are we afraid? And people running around when they are concerned. Christians should not be, because God has told us this is going to happen. And if you have sufficient knowledge that God discloses, you will have that content, that hope, that peace in your heart, that everything is under control because your God is in control.
Don't you think we sometimes have a ostrich mentality, that many Christians have got questions and doubts. And then they speak to people who don't know the word or don't know the Lord, and people come and confront them, you know. And because they don't have the answers, that doubt festers, but we don't feel we've got the right to ask the questions. We don't want to look like we have doubts or that we don't necessarily believe what we hear in church. It's like our mask is a safety net for us. And then when we don't know the answers, actually we just get thinner and thinner because we don't handle these questions.
Yeah, and I would respond the following way, Jeanine. I do believe when the Spirit is in you, the Spirit will prompt you to go and find those questions. Go look for it, because I need to know more and more. And that's just the nature of the Spirit, to disclose himself more and more and more, so that you know more. And God wants to give you all the information, but at the beginning God just wants to give you sufficient knowledge to accept him in faith by his grace. It's a pity many people call themselves Christians, and they go to church and come back and don't do anything about it. I have my questions about that type of lifestyle, but I think it's not a duty. I don't see it's a duty. I think you have to be curious. You have to investigate these questions, and you will find the answers, because that's what God says.
Absolutely. My husband calls it leergierigheid. He says that yeah. It's one of the top attributes anyone can have is to be leergierig, to want to know more. Do you find that the more you know, the more you want to know? Is that why after a whole degree on and do more courses?
Yes, that's why I decided to do this. You know, to study the bachelor's in theology is thick academic books and the views of scholars and so on and so forth. And you sometimes get lost in the detail and in the magnitude of the writings of these scholars. But if you do the Moody's course, it's really about 12 lessons, it's 12 doctrines, and they explain it in such a succinct, clear manner, but it's word-based. So they link every point to scripture. And therefore, for me, it was really a revelation to do this course. I do have the academic background, the academic context, but to see it in such a concise way, structured, that made it easy for me, because I like to see pictures. I draw pictures. If I see faith, what is faith? Faith is knowledge, is trust and belief. So immediately you can draw a picture and you can start understanding, and therefore you explore more and more and more, because the Bible is like a mine and you will never stop mining all the truths and the value.
I can see you mining away. Definitely. Now, sometimes when I listen to academics conferring with one another, and I listen and I don't understand what they're saying, and then so many times I'm thinking, you know what? If you can explain something to a six-year-old, then I know that you actually understand what you're trying to tell me. Yes. And if you can convey it in a way that a day later I can still understand it so well that I can explain it to someone else, then you were successful.
Absolutely. I fully support that.
So are you happy? Are you content after this course? Do you want to do another one?
I would be a scholar or a student for the rest of my life. I want to go and apply it. I want to go and teach. I want to be a scholar to learn more and more, because I don't think you will ever know enough. That spirit, just you cannot quench it. You just want to know more. But you need to know more, not for yourself. You need to know more to be an instrument in God's hands.
Okay, so information, that they always say it empowers you. Information empowers you as much as spirit, then, as a Christian, empowers the information as well. So you've lived a life. I want to give you the mic. You've lived a life, Pierre, and you've learned your lessons the hard way. Is there one life lesson that you've learned that you can impart to the rest of us mere mortals today?
Oh, goodness. I think the one point is there's only one God. That God understands you, that God is in your situation. He's already waiting for you the other side. So don't worry. He's there in your circumstances. He understands you. He made you. He values you. And he's waiting for you in terms of his plan where you should be. Pursue that plan.
There you have it. Some godly wisdom for you right there. Well, if you want to take part in the next round of the Bible Enrichment courses presented by Moody Bible Institute and Radio Pulpit, you can just go to study@radiopulpit.co.za for more information. study@radiopulpit.co.za. The next round of courses are happening soon, and you could be part of that.